Tonight we're going to continue.
我们大家打开罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
我们再念第十三节、十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
我念第十三节，你们念十四节。行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排，去放纵肆意，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排，去放纵肆意。我们再次低头祷告。主啊，求你赐福今天晚上以下的时间，
是
正如已经赐福以上的时间一样，你与我们同在。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的名求你，
阿们。
我们上个礼拜提到不可好色邪荡。
Last week you said that do not be involved in this sexual immorality and debauchery.
性跟性的功能
，sex and the function of sex
是神放在人身体里面的。
It is what God has placed in our body.
这有一个很神圣、很严肃的责任。
So there's a very holy and solemn responsibility.
就是性的结合。性的关系
and also the union in sex and sexual relationship,
人可以产生后代
that man can produce prodigy,
这样人类在历史中延续下去
so that this human race could be continued,
正照着主所说的他们的生养众多遍满全地
according to what the Lord has said when they multiply and fill the whole earth,
这样性是一个有神旨意的神圣的责任
so then this sex has a holy responsibility assigned by God.
性跟性的功能是神造的
and sex and the function of sex is created by God.
所以反出于神的，没有一样是不好的
That which comes from God, everything is good.
一切神的恩赐都是美善的
and all gifts of God is beautiful.
而一切美善的恩赐都是从众光之父那里
and all beautiful gifts come from the Father of Light.
所以我们应当把性的功用跟性的运作放在神的光中做光明之子
So the function of sex or the operation of sex must be put in the light of God so they become the children of light
当罪恶进入人类的历史里面以后
So when sin after you enter into the history of man
性就跟黑暗常常连在一起
Then this sex many times is related to darkness
所以除了正式的婚姻以外
So other than the true marriage
所有错误的性行为都不是光明正大
All other wrong sexual relationships are not in light
一个大夫便便怀孕的女子
A lady who is pregnant
如果是因为正式的婚姻有正式的丈夫在旁边她是大摇大摆很自然很大方的行走
If it's come from the marriage then she will walk with pride
如果没有办法交代谁使她怀孕的
If she cannot be answerable to who is going to cause the pregnancy
她就鬼鬼祟祟羞答答没有办法向人交代这一个肚皮长大起来是为什么
Then it will be in shamefulness she cannot get a count of why she's pregnant
所以性可能变成最美丽的事
So sex could be the most beautiful.
性也可能变成最丑陋的事。
Sex also could be most ugly things.
性可能使人得到最大的欢乐。
Sex is the one that can cause the most enjoyment.
性也可能得到使人得到最大的羞辱。
But also cause the most shame.
一个人照着神的旨意。
A one who goes according to the will of God.
照着神创造的原理。
According to the principle God has created us.
照着正式婚姻的传统。
According to traditional wedding and marriage.
来过性的生活的时候
to lead the sexual life
他是享受神给人很大的恩典
then he will enjoy the most greatest gift of God to us
当人离开上帝
but when men leave God
好色邪荡
and also be involved in sexual immorality and adultery
性跟黑暗连在一起
so that he wants to unite this sex and darkness
他就要过一个羞耻的生活
and he live a life of sinfulness
过一个痛苦的生活
and live a life of tragedy
过一个被人辱骂被社会咒诅被自己的儿女轻看的
and a life was rebuked by the society and also hated by his own children
今天基督徒不应当走世人的道路
today the Christian shouldn't walk in the way of the world
因此世上书房里面有关于性的东西很多是罪恶的渲染是罪人的误导
Because in the books of the world, there are many books that also gratify of sexual desire.
所以我们应当照着神的原则。
So we must according to the principle of God
is 赐给我们性功能的神的圣洁来管理我们的性行为。
According to the holiness of the one who gives us this sexual function, when to control and manage our sexual life,
以圣灵的果子借字来约束我们的性的运作。
So that with a self-control and that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit, when to operate our sexual desire.
当然我们可以享受其中带来无限的快乐。
Then we can enjoy the great desire and also joy of sex.
性的快乐使人几十年享受神的恩典。
The joy of this sex allows us to live and enjoy for decades.
性的错失使人几十年懊悔羞耻内心自责。
And the misuse of this sexual function also is going to be able to review us for decades.
所以我们不要好色邪荡。
So do not be involved in sexual immorality and debauchery.
接下去保罗提到第三句。
And here Paul makes a third statement.
不可增进嫉妒。
Do not also be involved in dissension and jealousy.
增进跟嫉妒连在一起。
And dissension and jealousy is put together here.
这里把增进放在前面。
Here he put dissension first.
把嫉妒放在后面。
And jealousy after that.
因为嫉妒常常是增进产生的果效。
Because jealousy many times is the result of a dissension.
一个人存着增进的心与人相处。
One would have dissension to have relationship with others.
这个人很难避免产生嫉妒的心。
Then it will be very difficult for him not to jealous.
一个人放弃增进的心理。
If one were to put this spirit of this fighting with others.
容易克服妒忌的败兴。
Then it is easy for him to overcome jealousy.
所以我们的自律性思想增进的问题。
So now we want to meditate about this dissension.
增进是什么意思呢？
What is my dissension?
就是我们不甘落在人的后
面。That is, do not want to fall back to people.
我们总要胜过别人才高兴。
We want to be better than others.
那么到底呢？这种心理是不是正常的心理？
This kind of mentality is it a normal mentality?
人有可能不愿意胜，不愿意优先，不愿意超过别人吗？
Is it possible for people not to fall back behind others and want to be ahead of others?
如果我们有一个孩子，
If we have a child,
什么都让，什么都不争，什么都不要，什么都不抢，
And for everything he doesn't fight,
我们可能会认为他是很和平的。
Maybe we think that he is a man of peace,
但是我们也会害怕可能以后长大没有饭吃。
But we could be afraid that in the future he might not earn a livelihood.
如果我发现我们孩子有一个完全不争，完全不要，完全没有雄心，完全没有追求。
If we were to find our children do not have ambition, do not fight for anything,
这种心理也是不正常。
And this kind of this psychology also is not normal.
所以增进是为什么不好？
So to fight isn't it good?
如果不增进到底好不好？
If not to fight, is it good?
一个与世无争、与人无争、从来不争的人。
A one who doesn't fight for anything with anybody.
不要说他能不能长进。
Not only does to say that he cannot grow,
更要说他能不能生存。
All the more important, can he survive?
Can he survive?
他可能生存吗？
Because no struggle.
他没有这个增进。
所以这个增进
without this fighting,
是正常或者不正常。
Is it normal or not normal?
如果没有罪的因素，
if there is no factor of sin,
人到底有没有求取进、求上进、求胜之心呢？
Does man have a heart to pursue for better, for increment?
当你下棋的时候，
When you play chess,
你是不是存心说我一定要败才甘愿？
Would you have this mentality, I want to be defeated?
我就是存心到这里来败的。
I come here to be defeated.
当你做生意的时候，
When you are in business,
你是不是我存心输钱才甘愿？
Do you mean that I want to lose all my money?
我就是做生意故意要输使别人赚得更多。
I want to be in business so that people can make money and lose my money.
可能人会认为你是好人，或你是个好笨蛋，就是。
Maybe people that think you're a good guy, but then you're a silly guy.
所以基督徒在这样的事情上，
So Christian about these things,
常常给人误会。
Many times people misunderstand us.
因为我们是毫无相争。
Because we do not want to strive and fight.
毫无上进的进取心。
We do not want to pursue for better.
那么以这样当作我们的灵性比别人更好。
And with this we say that our spiritual life is better than others.
如果是这样的话，
If that is so,
那么一定很多人很怕做基督徒。
Then people do not like to become Christians.
那么有一些人很认为基督徒很好，一方面又很怕做基督徒。
And people thought that Christians are good, but they don't want to become Christians.
因为他很怕 做基督徒就像你这么好，好到永远这么穷，那怎么办呢？
Because you're afraid that Christian is good, but as good as you become so poor.
所以我的讲台
，So my pulpit，
我一定要从整个公义的本性来谈论每一个我们常用的名词。
I want to discuss every terminology that we use commonly from the perspective of righteousness.
追求的心
，When you pursue，
是神所许可的。
It's a heart that God is pleased.
上进的心
，And to pursue better，
是神所喜悦的。
It's pleased to God.
奋斗的精神
，To strive，
是神自己应许要赐福给我们。
It's what God had promised to bless.
甚至连赐下天国
，Even to give the kingdom to us.
圣经都说天国是努力进去的。
And even the kingdom is one who strives, then he can enter.
所以这个努力进去
，You strive to enter into heaven.
我们有奋斗的精神
，We have a fighting spirit.
发奋图强
，And also to be ambitious.
盼望进步
，To hope that we progress.
脱离我们的懒惰
，So to leave our laziness.
脱离我们过去的限制
，To leave also our limitations.
使我们有扩张，有长进，这个没有错。
So that we can expand and progress, this is wrong.
这样，上个礼拜结束以前，我对你们说，我们要扩张，我们就长进。甚至像亚比斯那样祷告，没错。
But even the last week we say they want to expand and progress, that's a gesture of surprise, wrong.
但是呢
，But then
这不是最好的祷告。
This is the best prayer.
因为最好的祷告是以神的国为中心。
Because the best prayer is in God's kingdom as center.
以神的名为中心。
And God's name as a center.
以神的旨意为中心。
And God's will as a center.
那他把国度、权柄、荣耀都归给上帝。
So then all authority and heaven and earth will be given glory to God.
这样这两个道理到底有没有相冲突
？So these two principles are they in contradiction?
一方面，我们不是为自己而活。
On the one hand, we don't live for ourselves.
另外一方面，我这个自己还要活。
On the other hand, I myself want to live.
一方面，我们要求神的国度扩张。
On the other hand, we want God's kingdom to expand.
另外一方面，我们在地上生存有一些必要的条件。
But then, on the other hand, living on the earth, we have some basic conditions.
那我们应当怎么样呢
？How will we then live?
我们不可为自己图谋大事。
We should not be too our ambition for our own sake.
但我们应当尽量活用。我们能图谋大事的潜在呢
？But the potentiality that we have to expand for the Lord's sake, God, we must use it.
人有潜在呢
？Man have a potentiality.
这是表示它里面有一个无限的本性的影子。
Which means there is an infinite possibility image in him.
神才是无限的。
Because God he himself is infinite.
人是按照神的形象样式造。
Man is created after image and likeness of God.
所以人有无限的观念。
So there's a concept of infinity.
有求全的心灵。
Also the heart of self of perfection.
由于你长进的心智。
And heart of desire to progress.
这是非常非常正常的事。
This is all too normal.
当我们里面有无限的这个本质的样式的时候。
So when there is an image of the infinity in us.
我们就不愿意被已经有的。现在的状况所限制
So we do not want to be confined with the present situation
所以无限的心力就从有限的范围冲出来了
So that infinite desire then break through from our finiteness
这是应该有的
This is what we have
这个没有错的
This is wrong
但是这种动机的背后到底是为了什么
But behind this motive, what is the purpose?
有这个动机背后的动机
And the motive behind the motive
这是很重要的意思
This is important
就是我奋斗是为什么
That when I strive, what's the purpose?
我奋斗是为了把别人全部杀死
Is this just because to kill others?
我奋斗是为了把别人全部踢掉吗
Is this just because to kick away all others?
我是奋斗成功为了帮助那些没有力或者没有本能像我这样奋斗的是成为他们的祝福呢
When I strive and be successful Am I just doing it for the blessing of all others who are wicked than myself?
我要奋斗
I want to strive
我要求全
I want to pursue for perfection
所以我有个愿意更长进的动机
I desire and have a motive to progress
但是更长进的动机的背后的动机是什么
And what's the motive behind this motive to progress for perfection?
你说我有更大的权柄我就可以作威作福那你就错了
You say I want to be more powerful so that I can do all evil
如果我做全国最高的领袖我可以随时杀我的仇敌那就错了
If I become the head of the nation I can then simply kill all my enemies
如果有更大的权柄可以执行公义那你就对了
But with a greater power I can execute righteousness and that's right
赚更多的钱可以帮助穷人那你就对了
I can make more money I can help more poor that's right
发奋图强
So you want to be ambitious
求进取求长进
You want to have a progress
有奋斗求成全
with a heart of strive for perfection，
这个没有错的。
This is wrong。
这个动机跟这个动力，也是神放在人里面无限功能的因子。
This motive or motivational motivational force is the image God put us in infinity in us。
因为神没有把这种形象样式放在动物里面。
Because God did not put this kind of likeness image in the animal。
所以反而牧师对你说，你不必奋斗，你只要知足，永远不要奋斗。这个牧师是不大懂圣经的。
If the pastor were to tell you, don't strive, don't seek for perfection, then he is someone who doesn't know the Bible well.
我盼望每一个年轻人都奋斗。
I hope that every young man will strive.
发挥你的潜在能到最大可能的地步。
And to manifest even the greater potentiality of you.
我相信这个时代我是这样的一个人。
I truly believe that in this age I grow in such a manner.
我看我里面。
I look inside.
我有什么本能？
What kind of potential?
我有什么潜在呢？
What potential I
have? 我就发展。
That I develop.
所以我从12岁的开始。
So since the age of 12,
我试看影响别人。
I try to influence others.
讲话把别人带到真理的面前。
So when I speak, I want to bring people to truth.
15岁开始，我教导别人做老师。
At the age of 15, I teach others to be teachers.
16岁开始，我试看作曲。
At the age of 16, I compose.
我里面有没有音乐的恩赐？
Do I have a musical potential?
从8、9岁就开始画图。
From 8 or 9, I start to draw pictures.
我有没有艺术的天分
？Do I have the artistic talent?
到了20、30岁，我就发展建筑。
When I 20 or 30, I develop architecture.
思考哲学。
I think of a philosophy.
当然，我是正式受神学的这个教育，这个建立起来的。
Of course, I've gone through formal theological education.
所以在研究历史。
And I study history.
分析历史。学方法论
I saw analyze the methodological method of the history
在思想社会学
and take us 小
学继续不断发展
I continue to develop
没有别的动机
no other motive
就是怎样把神放在我里面发挥到最大的可能性
the only thing is that how can I manifest the greater potential God has put in me
当我17岁奉献照着神的呼召做神仆人的以后
at the age of 16 when I respond to the call of God to be a preacher
我就定义发挥各种潜在能到最大的可能性全部交给上帝用不给人用
I make a resolution that I want to develop all the potential God has given to me so it's used by God not by man
所以今天我们讲不可增进嫉妒的时候
So when I say not in dissension and jealousy
不要因为这句话我们变成消极的把整个基督徒发展的可能性全部扑灭掉
It will not be because of that when to do away without the potentiality of the Christians
不可增进嘛
You cannot have striving
所以什么都不要跟人家争嘛
So do not fight with others
那如果是这样的话基督徒一定最落后的
If that is so, Christians become so backward
但是基督教之所以在每一个接受基督教信仰的国家里面成为启发最大在人类文化最前锋使科技最高度发展的原因
For every nation that accepts Christianity That will be the reason why that nation progress to be the frontier of all areas
凡是接受基督教的
And all nations that accept Christianity
一定他们的工业做得比别人更好
Their industry will be best
一定他们的科技比别人更进步
Their scientific technology will be best
一定他们的成品比别人质量更高
And their product will be better qualities
你不能够在这个最落后的国家找到一些呢这种精神
You cannot find the backward country this kind of spirit
因为从来没有接受基督教以后那个国家永远落后
Because there will not be a single place that accepts the spirit of Christianity and they're backward
所以宗教对整个文化的刺激
Religion as a stimulus to the nation
宗教对科技的启发
And also to the inspiration of science
高低的层次
And also the order of high and low
可以显明那个宗教是真是假
It will prove whether the religion is true or false
你今天买最好最好的机器为什么不到非洲买
Today when you buy the best machine why is it you're going to go to Africa to buy
你孩子长大了为什么不送他到斯里兰卡去
When your children grow why is it you send them to Sri Lanka to study
为什么你买最好的电脑不是到阿拉伯去买
When you buy the best computer, why is that you go to Arab?
你为什么买的都是在先进的国家买啊
Why is that the most advanced country you buy all the things?
世界最先进的国家都是先从基督教影响过来的
All these most advanced countries have first been influenced by Christianity.
你说日本有许多世界最先进的东西
You know, in Japan, you say have the most advanced technology.
但是从 quality 来说
But from quality,
还没有办法超过基督教的国家对他们的影响
You still cannot supersede those nations that's influenced by Christianity.
Nike是跟着莱卡的这里去研究他们的教程
Nikon actually fall after the philosophy of Leica
Lexus 是根据 Mercedes 这里去研究他们的汽车。
Lexus also produced their cars according to the principle of Mercedes.
连这个 LCD 的电视最先日本先印出来的。
Even the LCD this kind of screen is first produced by Japan.
它的版权是35年前向 Princeton 的三个学生买到的。
But then the patent was bought from three students in Princeton.
有三个学生发现了电脑不必这么厚，可以薄薄的像一张纸，就可以看得清清楚楚，有立体感。
There were three students that invented that for this computer monitor is a little bit as a bulky unit, a very thin layer is good enough.
它可以用这个活动的这个 liquid 一体的晶一体的这个布幕。
And even a liquid display it can do.
但是他们研究完了以后呢
？But after their study,
他是 Princeton 大学的学生。
It's a university Princeton's student.
结果把这个东西注册要卖的时候，美国人都不要买。
So when they patent it, the American doesn't want to buy.
因为美国人呢有一种毒素影响他们的社会。
Because in America, there's kind of poison that poison their mind.
就是三个哲学家影响来开始的。
That's influenced by three philosophers.
一个叫 Charles Peirce.
Charles Peirce.
第二个叫做这个 William， 第二个叫做 John Dewey。
John Dewey。
第三个叫做什么 William？我等下再告诉你好了。
I'll tell you afterwards.
那么这三个人他们创立的美国最创新的哲学叫做 pragmatism.
And they have invented pragmatism in the States.
William James.
William James.
那这三个人呢
These three persons.
以后就把整个世界扭转过来。
So they turn the world upside down.
不必修没有用的东西。
He said, don't learn things when they're pragmatic.
有用的东西才去修。
Things that are useful, then you learn.
所以美国人就把很多哲学、文学、历史学这些的神学都把它丢掉。
So all this, yeah, this philosophy, they throw away all these things.
我一生靠什么吃饭，我就学那个东西。
So what is my livelihood? I'll learn those things that give my livelihood.
到了1930年的时候。
So in 1930,
他们发现最重要的这个文史哲的部门都美国产生不了好的老师。
They find that in the department of this literature and philosophy, they don't produce good teachers.
所以他们只能从欧洲请过来。
So they can only import from Europe.
交响乐的指挥，美国生的都做不好。
Even the good conductors, they cannot produce themselves in America.
到五零年时代。
So in the 50s,
Boston Symphony.
Boston Symphony.
Charles Munch 是法国请来的。
Charles Munch came from France.
这一个呢，这个在这个。Philadelphia 的 symphony
In Philadelphia 的 symphony
Eugene Ormandy 他们的指挥是从法国请过来的
Came from France
这个 Cleveland 的 Jocel 他们的指挥是从这个匈牙利
These are conducted in Hungary
把他请过来的
I was invited from there
那么连纽约的这个指挥
Even New York Philharmonic
Bruno Walter 是从德国请过来
Came from Germany
因为Pragmatism 不能产生伟大的思想
Because in pragmatism you cannot produce greater thinking
只能产生实际的效用
Can only produce a practical result
所以美国人认为这个东西不能赚钱我就不要买了
So in America they thought this cannot make money so they don't buy it
Princeton 三个学生所发明的最伟大的电脑工业的 LCD 的这个东西就给日本买去
So this LCD invented by the three great students of Princeton now bought over the patent by the Japanese
有的人就问说日本不是基督教为什么这么先进呢
Some would ask Japanese are not Christian how come it's advanced so much
日本的 LCD 是从基督教国家买过来的
But the LCD from Japan they bought it from the America
日本的 Quartz 的手表最先的一九如果不错的话70年是 Seiko 所做的。
In 1970, the quartz was produced by this Japan is by Seiko.
但是其中的很多的技术是从瑞士偷出来的。
But then many of the technology came from Swiss.
这些事呢，今天我们不必再谈。
We're not going to discuss all this today.
如果你只看外表的现象
，If you only want to see outward external phenomena,
你从来不知道基督教对世界的影响是。
You never know how much influence Christianity has to the world.
如果你真正深入研究
，But if you study in depth,
你就知道。凡是接受基督教信仰的国家
，Then you know the nation that accept Christianity,
刺激。
To stimulate,
启发
and to inspire,
都从这伟大的智慧的源头产生出来。
It's come from the source of wisdom, this book.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以这个增进不是不可以。
So this to strive is normal.
为什么增进的最后的动机要清楚。
Why is that we must clear in the motive behind our dissension?
上帝既然把很大的潜在能放在人性的里面。 面。
Since God has put this great potentiality in us human nature，
我们怎么可以把我们领受的智慧跟恩赐，把它藏在泥土里面呢？
How can this wisdom and this potentiality we receive from God, we hide it under the ground?
尽量发挥。
Want to expand it?
尽量追求。
Want to pursue it?
尽量长进。
Want to progress?
这是基督教原有的精神。
This is original spirit of Christianity.
我很奇怪，有一些教会好像很树林，凡是聪明的孩子进到那个教会，过几年一定变成笨笨的。
Sometimes I feel very strange because all intelligent children, when they come to that church, they become so fool.
所以我很不甘愿这样的基督教。
So I do not want this Christianity.
我也很不同意这样的教会。
I do not agree with this kind of church.
所以我立约在上帝面前。
So I make a decision before God.
我讲到我的教会，我的侍奉一定要刺激人的头脑。
When I preach, my preaching want to stimulate, inspire your mind.
凡听我聚会的人一定更聪明，不可能更笨。
So that he who come to listen to my sermon will be more intelligent, not fool.
我相信这四年你没有读大学不要紧，你听我讲了四年以后，你比很多大学生更聪明。
I truly believe that this 4 years when you come to me, you never go to the university is okay because you'll be more intelligent than those graduates.
算是你有上进、有成就的时候，为什么
？When you have to pursue better, why?
不是为自己
，not because of yourself，
是为神。
For God's sake，
所以我这一生呢
，So my life，
神在里面，我里面给我多少的 potential？
So in myself， how much potential God has given to me？
我都要尽量发挥到最高的地步。
I want to try my very best to exploit the best。
全部交给上帝。
So all things I commit to God。
这个叫做信徒。
That's called a saint。
这个叫做奉献。
That's called dedication。
这个叫做顺从。
That's called obedience。
这个叫做尊主伟大。
That's called you want to honor God as great。
那我们所有的东西
，All that we have，
可以帮助别人
，Can help others，
造就别人
，Build up others，
把那些在我四周围的人都提到更高的地方。
So that all was surrounding me were lifted up high。
然后告诉他，这不是我，这是神的恩典。
Then I'll tell them this is not me but God's grace。
用这样的态度再传福音的时候就不会太苦。
With this kind of mentality, we continue to preach, then we become better。
愿上帝赐福给我们在这件事情上得到一些很重要的原则。
We pray that upon this thing God has given to us some important principles.
那么接下去我就讲为什么保罗说不可增进。
Then why is that Paul said do not be in dissension?
这里的增进跟下面的一句话为肉体安排是有关系。
And dissension also to arrange for gratification or desire is related.
所以这个是私欲的增进。
It is a selfish desire that you fight.
就是邪情私欲的好胜。
It is also for the sake of your own lustful desire that you want to win.
无论如何，我一定要胜。
No matter what, I want to subdue others.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我嘛。
Because I'm I.
所以我要胜嘛。
I want to be victorious.
为什么你可以胜，别人不可以胜
？Why is it you can win and others not?
因为他是一个他，不是我嘛。
Because he is he, he is not me.
你知道他里面的他也是他的我。
You know that he in he is also I.
所以每一个人都我胜是应该的，你胜不应该的。
So when I say I win, that's only but too reasonable. You win is not reasonable.
我小的时候
，When I was young，
曾经有古怪的想法这样想。
I have a very strange thought.
感谢主，好在我是一个我，不是他。
Praise God because I'm a, I am not he.
我不知道你有没有这样想过。
I don't know whether he thinks that's manner or not.
你看到别人的，原来他是一个他，我是一个我。
When I see other, he is a he, I'm a I.
所以认为我能够做我很好。他不是一个他罢了。
You saw that I can do this. I, he, she.
我那个想法很奇怪的。
I have a strange thinking.
后来我得救的时候，我感到很害羞。
Later when I was saved, I feel so shameful.
因为我曾经有那样的想法。
Because I had that kind of thought before.
后来我忘记了。
Later I forgot.
有一天我的孩子在我的车里面讲一句大话。
One day my son in my car was boastful.
爸，你的车是世界最大的。
Dad, your car is the biggest in the whole world.
下面我说你怎么知道
？How do you know? I asked.
那是前面那个大卡车才这么小，你看我们的玻璃这么大。
You see.That's a car. That's a cabin. The front is so small. Our window is so big.
整个卡车用我们在车里面来看，不过是我们玻璃的一部分罢了。
You see that container trunk is so small, according to our mirror.
所以我从这个这样宽的玻璃可以看到那个卡车，还有卡车，还有卡车，好几排，我整个包它。
So from this mirror, it embraces all the trucks in front.
所以我的孩子，我们的车是世界最大的。
So then my son said that our car is the biggest in the world.
大的卡车都比我们的玻璃小。
Because even big truck is smaller than our mirror.
哎呀，我那个时候就主要赦免他。
So I said God forgive him.
因为他所讲的他不知道。
Because he doesn't know what he says.
马上因为那一句话就想起我从前看自己是一个我，感谢主不是一个他一样的。
So then I reminded him in the past. I thought that I he see that's the same kind of thinking.
因为这个思想里面没有 three dimension function.
Because you know.My there's no three dimensional function.
只有一个 one dimension 的 function.
Only one dimension.
把整个世界当作玻璃图画里面所有的这个内容的一部分。
So that in the whole way is contained a part of the content of this mirror.
做了一件事情，这使我想起这一类的事。
So one more thing intrigued me.
有一次我跟我的男孩子去游泳。
Later on, I was swimming with my boy.
后来我不注意他的时候。
So when I didn't pay attention to him,
突然间他听见他啪。
Suddenly he saw the dad.
我回头看，
所以、so、I turned. Where comes the noise?
看不见他。
I couldn't see him.
我就知道在哪里哦。
Where is he?
我不知道他在哪里。
I don't know where is he.
后来我以为没有事情。
I thought that nothing happened.
忽然间在，
在叫你。And another, that was dad.
所以是更大声。
Even louder than that.
更凄凉。
Even louder than that.
我知道事情发生。
I know something happened.
但是没有声音。
I couldn't see anything.
你看不见了。
I couldn't see anything.
在哪里
？Where?
他已经沉下去了。
Down in the water.
还没有沉到底下，他。
You were drowned, he kicked again.
他的整个人跳出来，啪，再沉下去。
He came up again, he started again, and then he fell.
一沉下去我就看不到了。
When he fell, I couldn't see.
后来我不注意，他再踢掉，啪，再沉下去。
So when he fell there again, and then he came up again, he cried again.
我知道事情很严重。
I know something serious.
再等一分钟，他已经死了。
I waited for another minute, he'll die.
照着声音的来，游过去了。
So according to wake up the sound, I swam.
我一看到他在里面，把他抓起来。
So when I saw him, I caught up him.
他喝了一大杯水。
He was so much water.
整个人喘，一直吐。
So he vomited.
我把他带到旁边。
So I took him to the side.
我说你为什么游到那么深的地方
？How come you go to a deep place?
他怎么回答你
？How did he answer?
没有一样平的。
Well, it's the same flat.
我就一直走过去平的。
I went same level.
那边的水没有更高。
The water is higher.
因为它是用下面算上来的。
Because it comes from bottom to up.
我们是从上面算下去的。
But we from up to down.
你明白吗
？You understand?
这个很简单的例子。
Very simple illustration.
给我很大的启发。
A lot of inspiration to me.
头脑怎样想才想对
？How did you think with the right mind?
同样看一节圣经。
Do you read the same verse?
你说没有深度吧
？You say there's no depth.
我没有深度，平的嘛。
No depth is the same level.
因为你从下面看上来。
Because you look from below.
我说一样高的嘛。
It's the same height.
你从上面看下去不一样的。
But from up down, you see a different level.
你明白我的意思吗
？Understand?
所以你养成这种思考习惯的时候
，with this kind of thinking habit,
你看一个人
，when you see a person,
看一件事
，see something,
看一件一个特别的历史事件
，see a historical event,
看一段的圣经
，and read a passage,
你有 three dimension function.
You must use a three dimension function.
啊，这是很难训练的事情。
It's something difficult to train.
不，我一生是训练自己很严格的。
But for my whole life, I train myself so stringently.
所以我看每一件事，我可以从几十个角度来看。
So when I look at something, I look at tens of perspectives.
每一件事我从几十个可能性来看。
So as for every single event, I look at possibly from ten angles.
我设计一块地皮，我可以从几百种角度来设计。
And also with a piece of land, I can design many designs.
结果等我设计完了以后
，So after I complete my design,
我不怕你叫这个贝聿铭或者叫世界最大的工程师 Norman Foster 从头来算，他很难找到比我找到更合用的地方。
Whether it comes from Norman Foster or Bei Yiming, they cannot calculate the best use of land.
我不是开玩笑的。
I'm not joking.
因为我是真正严格的训练自己。
Because I train myself very stringently.
我绝对不能已经做了算了，没有这个事。
Absolutely, I will not say that I will complete it and that's it.
还能更好吗？
Can it be better?
还能更好吗
？Can it be better?
还可能更好吗
？Can it be better?
同一段圣经我讲十次，你听十次录音的一定不一样。
So you the same passage that I preach for 10 times will be different.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear sisters,
增进是不可以的。
So you cannot have dissension.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为与失意有关系的增进是罪恶。
Because this dissension is related with the personal gratification is sin.
为主的荣耀发展潜在能是。正义
But if it's for the sake of the glory of God, you have to develop potentiality is righteousness.
你能把这两样很严谨的分开来
With these two things, you can make a distinction.
你就不会一边读圣经，一边给魔鬼留地步
You will not just read the Bible and make a room for Satan.
有人读圣经，结果越来越离开主。
Some would read the Bible and leave also God far away.
一天到晚读圣经，心越来越窄。
Because they read the Bible for a whole day, but then their heart is so narrow.
也读圣经，也与社会脱节。
The more they read the Bible, the more they are separated from society.
有的也做基督徒，越来越笨。
Some even the more they become a Christian, the more foolish they are.
这个是不正常的。
This is normal.
我们应当有争，有让两方面的功能。
Also, we have this dual function and strive and also to give way.
圣经说不可增进，你什么都不增。
Not to strive, not to say that you don't fight for anything.
那你怎么进步呢
？Then how can you progress?
你怎么生存
？How can you survive?
你怎么可以长进
？How can you progress?
所以呢，要记得更。 更丰盛的地步要争的。
When you enter into the richness, you must strive.
甚至要把那些错误的仇敌把它打败。
Even the wrong enemy, you have to defeat them.
以色列人进迦南的时候
，The Israel before they enter into the land of Canaan，
不是进去坐享其成，摇扇享受。
They did not just go there and also reap all the harvest.
他们去争
，They want to fight.
他们去战
，They want to fight.
但是如果真正是为肉体安排，就是罪恶。
If you were to fight for your own selfish lust, it's wrong.
如果你的真正是为了神的荣耀，你就应当懂得当争不争是罪，当让不让也是罪。
If you strive for the sake of the glory of God, then what is to fight you don't fight is a sin. What is to give away you don't give away also is a sin.
印度历史以来最大的宣教书。宣教士 William Carey
William Carey the greatest missionary in India
他说 You should ask great things from God and do the great things for God
你应该为神求大事也为神做大事
你对上帝要求大事
For God you must ask for great things
你为上帝要做大事
For God you must do great things
没有错的
It's not wrong
为什么这句话变成教会历史里面的名言
Why is that this become a big saying in the church?
因为这就是合乎圣经的意义
Because that's according to the meaning of the Bible
所以有人说保罗说不可增进地主他就变成一个傻傻的被动的完全不长进的
Some will say that because Paul said do not have a dissension and then they become very foolish
那是不对的
That's wrong
所以你们年轻人
So you young people
好好听我的话
Listen to what I say
因为我从圣经领受的真理
Because from the Bible what I receive as truth
不是要埋没你们
Not to close you up
而是刺激你们
But to stimulate you
发挥你们
But to make you develop
使你们记得更大的可能性
So that you enter the greater possibilities
我们接下去谈了
And continually
什么叫做在肉体安排之下的增进
What is by a wanted gratification of your desire
就是以自己为中心的好胜
That's using yourself as a center and also you want to be better than others.
以自己为中心的好胜。
And also to be better than others by using yourself as a center.
前几年我跟着一个人的车。
In the past few years, I was following a person's car.
那么他的妈妈开车的时候。
When his mother was driving.
他的爸爸坐在旁边。
The father was seated by the side.
他爸爸开车的时候。
And when the father was driving,
妈妈坐在旁边
the mother was seated by the side.
那么他一个五岁的孩子在后面
And also a 5 years old son was at the back.
你不可以在前面很危险
Because you cannot see the front so dangerous.
他爸爸妈妈开车开到160那么快的
So when they drove 160 kilometers,
他的孩子说什么
And the son says,
faster, faster, faster,
更快更快更快
快一点
快一点
更快吧后来我想这已经很快了
It's already fast enough.
16岁小孩子一直叫快快快快。
16 at the back was shouted faster, faster.
我就问他说 ，Why faster？
我说为什么要快？
为什么要快
？Why？
他说 We must be number one.
我们要第一。他说
Number one.
第一。
我也不讲话了。
I didn't say anything.
因为这是他家庭的事情。
Because that's family affair.
如果太过分，我会讲话。
If too much, that will teach me lesson.
就是在别人前面的时候。
So when you overtake others.
Yeah, number one, now we number one, number one.
我们现在第一了，第一了。
他高兴了。
So he's happy.
但是快以后呢，前面还有车。
But there's someone car in front.
他就说 Why, mother, mommy, how come number two now?
然后妈妈为什么我们是第二呢？
因为到前面变成第二个了嘛。
So when I come to the front, you're second.
Faster, faster, faster.
快点，快点。他妈妈再快了。
So the mother went faster.
到前面的是
overtake the other car.
Number one again, number one.
又是第一了，又第一了。
一路就是这样。
So all the way she want to fight for the first.
我对他说。
So I told him.
Sometime.
有时呢。
Be number two.
我们要第二
No, number one
不我们要第一
Always number one
永远要第一
Every time number one
永远要第一
这小孩子就是呱呱叫要 number one
So that's a kid want to be number one、
so、Number one but go to hell Do you want?
第一但是到第一你要去吗
No, go to heaven
不要到天堂去
Number one
第一
Die Do you want?
要死你要吗
No, safe and healthy
不是我们要平安
那他讲这句话是对的
So he said that's right
Be number one and healthy
要第一但是要健康
Be number one still living
第一还要活着
But number one others die
啪嗒啪嗒
那么第一如果别人死怎么办
你第一别人死掉怎么办
You number one others die
That's no good or true
这也不太好
也是不大好的
不太好、
啊、现在你要思想、哦、
So you want to think
你好胜
You want to be number one
我不干预你
I'm not going to interfere
但是你好胜有没有副作用
But is there a side effect、
yeah. 如果你好胜我要自由
If you always have the winner's own freedom
那就把他打到后面去
And then he will put to the back
那他就打一拳
Then he will box you back
你就死了
Then you die
那你就自由而死
Then you free when you die in freedom.
那么你自由
You're free.
把他劈
Then he was picked up right.
他就掉下去了
Then he fall.
你自由别人死
So you are free but others die.
所以现在我要讨论好胜的事情了
So something about to win.
你们好胜吗
You want to be champion?
Do you like to win?
Do you like to win and be champion?
好胜吗
You want to win?
老实讲
Truly.
好胜吗
You want to be champion?
好胜吗
You're honest to yourself
诚实一点啦
You're honest to yourself
好胜吗
You want to win
老师啊好胜的举手
Those who like to win raise your hand
好胜的举手
Raise your hand
从来不好胜的举手
Those who never want to win、
啊、几乎没有
Not even one
有一些人举手为什么因为常常好胜胜不来所以不得不说不好
Some raise their hand beyond the wind They cannot win That's why they raise their hand
所以呢今天来听的多数是爱增进的人对不对
So you come here want to fight
啊，而且你好胜
You like to win
你承认了
You admit that
我告诉你
I tell you
如果你是为自己好胜
If you want to win for your own sake
不是为了什么就是为了好胜
other, But just to win
那你可能在社会里面做一个破坏者
Maybe in the society, you are the one with a disruptor.
Destructive person.
He's a very destructive person.
You become a destructor.
Destructor.
有一个人呢
Someone.
他有一个古董
He has an antique.
全世界只有一个
In the whole world, there's only one.
他很自豪
He was very proud.
所以他说这个一直起价一直起价一定没有人有办法跟我竞争
So the price of this will increase and increase. No one can compete with me.
有一天他收到 Christie寄来的一个 catalog
One day he received a catalog from Christie
吓了一跳
He was so amazed
有人要卖另外一个古董跟他一样样
Someone wanted to sell and think just like his
同样的花草
The same kind of thing
同样的年代
The same kind of age
同样的大小
The same size
糟糕了我不是世界唯一的一个
So I am my was not the only one in the world
I am not Ichiban
I'm not the only one
不是一级棒吗
No I'm not the best
这怎么办呢
What to do now
所以他就定义
So he make up his mind
多少钱要把那个买下来
No matter how much you buy the piece of epic
一定要买下来
You want to buy that
为什么呢
Why?
增进
To fight
他要第一
He want to be number one
Only one
Only one
Number one
第一
Always top one
永远是第一
所以他就飞到那个拍卖的地方去
So he flew to the fair auction
去拍卖
So he took part in the auction
人家两千
2000
他两千五
2005
3000
3000
3500
10,000
10,000
10,000
5万一直升
50,000 increase again
结果他永远不要输
So he doesn't want to lose
最后他真正用了几十万把那个东西买到手
So for the hundreds of thousands he bought that piece of antique
买到手以后
Now after he bought it
他两个都有了
He got two now
世界两个都在手里
He got two for the whole world
你知道他做什么
You know what he did
把它打破
He broke that one
打破以后呢
After he broke the other one
家里那个是真正全世界
So the one at home is the only one in the world
以后呢他看三倍价钱人家一定还是要
So later he'll sell with threefold money
这个事情传到我耳中了
So when this came to my ears
我那一天想半天
That day I thought for a half a day
想人性问题
Talk about human nature
想古董问题
Think about antique
想市场问题
Think about market
想价钱问题
Think about price
你怪不得唐牧师你讲一节会讲那么长
And that's why Pastor Tong You can expound one verse for so long time
人家打破一个股东你都会想半天
People just broke on it And think you can think for half a day
后来我做一个结论
So I make a conclusion
我们
We
有钱有权柄买艺术品
We have that power to buy a piece of art
但是我们没有权柄破坏艺术品
But we don't have that authority to destroy it
因为你根本不能做一个一样的东西出来
Because you cannot manufacture a similar thing
每一个真正的艺术品
Every true art piece
都是艺术家整个生命创造性的结晶
It is as a crystallization of the spirit of art of an artist
只凭着你有钱你就可以把它破坏掉吗
It's just because you have money and you can destroy it
这是很不应该的事情
It's something so right
有一个画家后来死在新加坡
And there was an artist later on he died in Singapore
叫做李曼峰
李曼峰
谁听过这个名字请举手
Have you heard that?
啊刚刚听你说没有听过
Yes
李曼峰是苏加诺的私人画家
李曼峰 is a personal painter of Sukarno
留学法国
He was studied overseas in France
西体中用
And also with the Western the method he used in the Chinese way.
西方的油彩艺术。
And with the oil painting method of the West.
画中国图画的意境。
But he draw Chinese pictures.
结果独树一帜。
So he have his own style.
我名字响得不得了。
So he was so famous.
现在他的图一张应当是马币至少要五万到十五万之间。
And a single piece from him will cost about 500,000.
他没有死以前。
Before he died.
他呢？一直听我的录音带。
He was listening to my tape.
后来他信主了。
Later he became a Christian.
我去见他，为他祷告的时候。
So when I saw him, I prayed for him.
他把他复印的图画，不是原来的哈。
He gave his copied painting.
自己签了一些字。
And he signed.
送给我。
And give it to me.
虽然不是他画的，但是他签的也不错了。我不是卖，到现在一张都没有卖。
But he signed it, even though it's not original.
我那个时候也没有钱买得起。
Of course, at that time I don't have money to buy it.
而且他把自己。一个很漂亮的画册，自己提笔，唐崇荣牧师留念，李曼峰敬真写给我。
And also, he said this booklet of his own painting. He wrote it and signed for me.
那么，当我们回去的时候
，So when he came back,
他的侄女告诉我一件事。
His nephew told me,
唐牧师啊
，Reverend Tong,
我的叔叔
，My uncle,
画一张图给我。
He has drew a picture for me.
我挂在墙上。
I hung it on my wall.
因为叔叔画的嘛。
Because my uncle drew it.
我画在那边。
So I hung it there.
有一天不小心。
And one day I was not careful.
刀刮到了。
And it was scratched.
所以那图画坏了。
It was scratched.
坏了我很难过。
I feel so sad.
我带回去。
I brought it back.
我说叔叔啊，这个有一点刮坏了。
I said uncle, because it has a bit scratched.
有一点不是刮坏，是图坏了。
A bit scratched with a painting.
现在呢，请你再修改一下。
Can you please make it up?
你知道他怎么讲？
You know what he say?
什么
？What？
我的画你弄坏。
My painting, you have made a scratch.
坐在那里。
Sit there.
他不知道什么事情发生。
So she doesn't know what happened.
在那等着。
Was waiting.
他的叔父一本正经。
So the uncle was so solemn and serious.
就把那个画的帆布拿下来。
And took out the canvas.
就一手把它撕破。
And tore it.
吓到他大哭起来。
So she was so frightened and cried.
他说：“我的侄女不必哭。”
He said, "My nephew, don't cry."
我教训你一件事。
I want to teach you something.
好东西不能弄坏的。
Good thing you cannot make a scratch.
那我就没有这张图了。
So I don't have this painting anymore.
不是你没有这张图。
Not that you don't have this painting.
是我没有了这张。
That I don't have this painting.
因为不是你画的。
Because you didn't draw it.
你哭什么
？Why do you cry?
我没有这张图。
I don't have this piece of painting.
我另外画一张给你。
I'll draw another for you.
从今以后。
Henceforth.
你要好好保守艺术品。
You must keep the good piece in heart.
他的侄女对我讲这话。
And the nephew told me this.
给我很大的提醒。
I was so much touched.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这个人把古董打破。
This person had break the antique.
他只知道自己好胜。
He thought that he wanted to win.
不知他破坏人类的文化。
He doesn't know he destroyed the culture of man.
他只知道他发财。
He thought that he wanted to make money.
他不知道磨灭艺术家的创作。
He never knew that he actually destroyed the creativeness of an artist.
所以好胜的人。
So he wanted to win.
这种错误的心态。
This is a wrong mentality.
叫做尊敬。
It's called dissension.
你懂吗？
You know?
一个好尊敬的人。
A one who is in dissension.
因为他要好胜。
Because he wanted to win.
一个好胜的人。
Because the one who wanted to win.
他有错误的心态，他不知道。
He has a wrong mentality, and yet he doesn't know.
好胜的人。
What to win
是以自己为中心
，using himself as a center，
全世界都要败，我自己胜才甘愿。
The whole world must be defeated and I win, then I feel satisfied。
好胜的人
，he who let win
是以自己为中心
，you use yourself as a center。
不但如此，
然后你说，
好胜的人
，so he who let win
是不懂得公义的。
He doesn't know righteousness.
样样都好胜。
Everything he want to win.
可能吗？
Is it possible?
不可能。
No.
有一些事你比别人更好。
For some of the things you're better than others.
有一些事别人比你更好。
But for others, others are better than you do.
你比别人更好的，你要知道这是神的恩典，没有什么可以骄傲。
Thing for which you're better than others, you must know this. By the grace of God, there's nothing to be proud.
别人比你更好的，你要认定。他有资格做你的老师，你谦卑就是。
When others are better than you do, you know that he is worthy to be your teacher. You'll be humble.
那么好胜的人呢
？You like to win.
他是每一件事我都要胜。
Then for everything you want to win,
你一定要件件败给我，我才看。
For everything you must be defeated.
这种人很可怜。
These people are so pitiful.
这种人也很可怕。
And also very terrible.
用神的眼光看，他很可怜。
From the perspective of God, he's so pitiful.
用人的处境看，他很可怕。
For man's situation, he's so horrifying.
当他会胜的时候
，When he can win,
他就与人相处平安无事。
He'll live at peace with others.
当他不能胜的时候
，When he cannot win,
他就用人怒言，用仇心对待别人。
He'll use a heart of hatred to deal with others.
所以你不要跟这样人做朋友。
Do not be friends with these kind of people.
好胜的人
，He who likes to win,
天有不测风云。
They may have their woes in any time.
你不知道他会发生什么。
You don't know what will happen to him.
好胜的人以自己为中心。
Because he who likes to win uses himself as a center.
好胜的人是不公义的。
And also he's not a righteous man.
因为他不认为呢，我与你应当有公平待遇。
Because he doesn't feel that there must be equality between you and I.
我应当与你有公平的权柄。
That you and I must have equal rights.
因为他总是好胜。
Because he likes to win.
所以这种人很危险。
These kind of people are very horrifying.
不但如此。
Now you saw,
一个好胜的人
so he who likes to win,
常常会感到自己挫折
Many times he feels that he is frustrated
不一定他失败
Not that he be defeated
但是没有失败却有挫折感是自讨苦吃
But without defeat but feel frustrated and then he finds sorrow for himself
小小的孩子
A young man
你叫他做事他做不成的时候
When he cannot accomplish what he doesn't want to do
A young child
A young child
你做不成的时候他怎么样
You know what you do?
他做错了。
He has done wrong.
他不是生气的。
He's not getting angry.
他就做错了。
You see, I'm wrong.
吃得歪歪跑出来。
And as I'm wrong.
也就笑笑的。
And just smile.
你问他笑什么
？What are smiling?
写不来。
I cannot write.
我做不成。
I wouldn't be successful.
他呢，不是自卑。
He's not an inferiority complex.
不是抱怨。
Not because he wants to blame others.
不是仇恨。
Not because he hate others.
不是挫折。
But frustrated.
是认输。
But he admitted he's wrong.
认不会。
He admitted everything he cannot do.
认自己不会的时候。
If you admit that he cannot do it.
再
次。
他就再怀疑。
He'll draw one more time.
一个肯认输的人。
A one who would admit that he's
wrong. 肯认错的人。
Who admit that he's wrong.
很有前途。
There's a future for him.
肯知道自己不够的人。
And he who knows that he is not good enough.
还可以休息。
He can learn.
肯休息的人。
He who wants to learn.
还可以修正。
He can be corrected.
那么怎么会修正会休息会继续不断没有感到挫折感
How can you be corrected and continue to learn and would not feel frustrated?
因为承认自己不可以什么都胜
Because you admit that you would not do anything, everything.
你注意啊
You want to pay attention.
大人看小孩子修东西的时候
When a man look at a child to learn,
责备他
When he rebuke,
他不是生气
He's not getting angry.
他怕你生气
He's afraid that you're angry.
我的小女儿两岁的时候有一个动作我永远不能忘记
You know my little daughter when she was two there is a movement with her I cannot forget
她如果做错事以后
When she did something wrong
她就得比别的孩子更快
And she understood it better than others And this way she will behave
以后呢就不讲话
And she will keep silent
她可以半天不讲话
For half a day
因为什么呢
Why?
因为她做错事以后
Well, after she has done wrong
她知道会被人责备
She knows that she will be rebuked.
她又不知道会这辈子怎么样子。
And she doesn't know what way people will rebuke her.
更不知道这辈子的时候她会怎样感受。
And all the more, she will not know how would she feel when she rebuked.
我不明白两岁孩子怎么有这样敏感的。
She's only two. How come she's so sensitive?
所以每一次我发现她忽然安静几个钟头，我知道她做错了。
So every time when I observe that she's keeping silent for a long time, I know she's done something wrong.
我叫她来。
So I ask her to come.
我不是说为什么你这样安静。
I'm not asking why you're so silent.
我也是心理学家嘛。
I'm also a psychologist.
我也学过心理学嘛。
I've learned psychology.
我也明白心理学。
I understand psychology.
我对他说什么呢
？I ask her.
告诉我你错什么事情
？Tell me what have you done wrong?
他就瞪着我。
And she said me.
心里说怎么给你知道的
？How come you know?
我不问说你做错什么。
I'm not asking what have you done wrong.
我问他为什么叫安静不
？I'm not asking why you're keeping silent.
我说你告诉我。
I said tell me.
你做错的，你现在讲给我听。
What he have done wrong, tell me.
他怎么样啊
？What did she say?
他又不爱讲。
She doesn't want to say.
所以头就低下去。
And she put out the head.
手就遮起来。
And cover herself.
遮很久哎。
For a long time.
很久。
For a long time.
那我就开始对付他了。
So I begin to deal with her.
我把他手拿开。
I took away the hand.
我说打开，千万不要打开。
And she doesn't want me to take away the hand.
等拿开的时候，眼睛正在看着我。
And I was looking at me.
你可想象两岁的孩子很可爱的。
So 2 years.
你要怎么办呢
？What to do?
他就跑掉了。
She ran away.
跑到厨师旁边，把头放在厨旁边，又是这样。
Went to the cupboard and hide herself.
我说看爸爸，看爸爸。
Look at that.
他从 就缝你们偷看。
So you're looking from the gap.
那个看见小眼睛在里面偷看。
And the small eyes are looking there.
他怕羞。
She's shy.
他怕丑。
She's shy.
你责备他。
When you rebuke her.
他会大哭。
She cry.
你不责备他。
If you don't rebuke her.
他没有安慰。
And she still doesn't feel confident.
因管教而得的平安是一个定律，你懂吗？
The peace that come after you have been scolded is a principle.
有错而没有被管教，永远不平安的。
When you're wrong, you're not being taught and disciplined, you're not feel peace.
我就看需要这辈多大声，先 calculate 一下。
So I'll calculate what volume of voice I must use to rebuke her.
才不会使他们变成失望，变成自卑感。
So she will not feel disappointed and also she will not feel inferior.
有的父母从来不责备孩子。
Some of the parents never rebuke, scold the children. And she will become worse and worse.
有的父母只懂得大声责备孩子。
But some of these parents only know how to scold.
越责备越自卑。
The more you scold, the more they feel inferior.
结果要好也好不起。
So they cannot be good anymore.
所以教孩子不是很简单的事。
It's not easy to teach the children.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
一个好胜的人。
A one who likes to win.
不认错的。
You cannot be wrong.
好胜的人。
A one who likes to win.
以自己为中心。
Use himself as a center.
好胜的人。
A one who likes to win.
一定是充满尊敬的。
He would also fight.
好胜的人。
A one who likes to win.
不谈社会公益的。
He cannot talk about social justice.
好胜的人。
A one who likes to win.
常常有挫折感。
Many times feel frustrated.
明明是自己错。
Actually, he was wrong.
但是他永远感到是别人把他打败了。
He was always feel that people defeat him.
明明还可以进步的。
He can progress actually.
他认为一次挫折。永远没有办法起来。
One year's failure can never come up again.
这样下去啊，
if you continue in this manner,
你的灵性就不能进步。
Then you cannot include grow in the spiritual life.
好胜的增进者，
and also the one with dissension and let the fight,
是最后容易常常失望。
It's easy for you to fall into despair because you like to win.
为什么不胜？
Because I don't win,
就失望了。
And you're disappointed.
这种病啊。
This kind of illness,
不但你有我有
not only you have, I have.
连大先知以利亚也有
even great prophet Elijah have.
这是以利亚的失败最重要的一点。
Elijah has a great failure in this.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当他求死的时候，
So when he asked for death of
God, 上帝我死了吧，
God I'd rather die.
他在罗藤树下求死，
Under the tree he asked death of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我不比我的列祖更好。
Because I'm not better than my ancestors.
哇，我从十八岁读到那件事，我吓了一跳。
When I was 18, when I read that verse, I was so caught to study.
竟然有人要超过他所有的祖宗才甘愿。
So there's such a person who let to win all the ancestors.
我做传道不敢这样讲。
I did not say as a preacher.
虽然我超过了很多前一辈的传道。
Even though I'm better than all the predecessors.
I'm better than some.Of my predecessors.
I'm better than some of my predecessors.
超过了前一辈一些的人。
Some of the predecessors.
王明道最多跑过228间教会。
王明道 has visited about 280 churches.
我跑过1500间教会。
More than 1,500 I visited.
宋博士最多一次6000人听他讲。
Dr. Song San, the priest, the biggest crowd was 6,000.
最多一次65000人听他
讲。My one was 65,000.
他们做了二三十年就没有侍奉主的机会。
They ministered for 25 of the 30 years and then that's the end.
我传到今天已经47年半。
I have been ministered for 47 and a half years.
最多向一两百万人传道。
They have preached the most for 120
听过我讲到的超过2000万人。
But those who have listened to me more than 20 million.
但是我不能说我死了吧，因为我没有胜过施洗约翰，没有胜过卫斯理约翰，没有胜过 Billy Graham， 我不能这样吧。
I cannot cry to God that I will die because I'm not better than John the Baptist and the rest.
所以原来以利亚好胜的心强到这个地步，甚至宁愿死。
So the heart of this Elijah that he'd like to win is bigger than this. He wants to die even for the sake.
So 这种毛病不但你我有的。
So not only you and I have this kind of mistake.
大先知也会有。
Even great prophet has died.
但是我告诉你。
I tell you.
上帝不会因为你求死就给你死。
God will not because you ask for death will cause you to die.
如果上帝真的、啊、我就给你死，你又胜了。你连上帝都胜了，哪里可
以？ If God was to say that, okay, you ask from God for that, God give you that, then you go win over God.
上帝说你好胜，好胜到连我都要听你的。
So God said that you want to win, even myself will listen to you.
No such thing.
没有这回事。
所以呢， Elijah minta mati, Tuhan kasih roti.
Elijah asking for that, God give bread.
哦，马来文很好听的。
Minta apa? What are you asking?
Minta mati.
You want to ask for that?
No, mati, roti.
I'll give you this roti.
So, get a 吃
So he was eating.
吃了以后
after that,
就跑四十天。
Then he ran for 40 days.
就叫做假暴。一顿补到会跑四十天。
So they were very nutritious food and can run for 40 days.
如果人家问你历史上最大的补品就是那一餐。
And that was the greatest meal.
从来没有这样大的补品。
There's no such greatest meal.
我们继续讲下去。
Continue.
那因为他好胜的心呢。
Because he liked to win.
所以一直感到失败失败失败。
So he thought they frustrated, frustrated.
比起老祖宗都要胜。
Compared to my ancestors, I want to win over them.
这种挫折感不需要有。
This is a self-frustration you don't have to have.
你今天背了许多不必背的十字架。
Today you take out a lot of crosses that you shouldn't have taken.
那是没有赏赐的十字架。
Because there's no reward for those crosses.
为什么呢
？Why?
不过因为你的增进来的。
That's because of dissension.
所以增进对你是很可
惜。The dissension is pitiful to you.
不但如此。
Now you saw?
一个好增进的人。
A one who is in dissension.
一定产生嫉妒。
He will be jealous.
所以呢，接下去不可增进嫉妒。
And that's why I say, do not be in dissension and jealousy.
为什么好胜的人一定嫉妒呢
？Why is that when they're in dissension, you'll be jealous?
你看见别人胜的时候，他受不了。
When you see the people win, you cannot take it.
怎么可以他胜
？How can he win?
所以你心里就很苦了。
So you feel sorrowful.
苦了又怎么办呢
？After that,
就变成一个自求自尽、自闷不乐的人。
So you do not feel happy.
所以呢，好胜的人。一定没有喜乐。
So a one who have dissension don't have happiness.
你妒忌了以后呢
？After you are jealous,
你变成把自己捆锁在可怕的囚牢里面。
That you bind yourself into your own prison.
那么这个妒忌没有办法去害别人。
Then because of jealousy, you cannot hurt others.
妒忌变成侵入你的骨头。
But that jealousy will harm even to your bone.
气到一个地步。
When you so angry,
你妒忌到一个地步。
When the jealousy is at a state,
你骨头里面受影响。
Even your bone is affected.
结果呢，就 bone cancer.
So you have bone cancer.
我告诉你，真的事情耶。
It's true.
所以正念说什么呢？
The Bible says,
妒忌是骨中的锈烂。
Jealousy is a corruption of a bone.
Jealousy is corruption within your bone.
Within your bone, actually.
所以你的骨头里面就锈烂了。
Even your bone will corrupt.
因为你痛苦得不得了。
Because you feel so sorrowful.
因为好胜。
You like to win.
因为增进。
Because you're dissension.
你怎么不能看别人比你好呢
？Why is it not going to have others better than you do?
不能看别人比你美呢
？The other more beautiful than you do.
不能看别人比你成功。
The other more successful than you do.
不能看别人比你聪明。
The others more intelligent than you do.
你不能为了别人的快乐而快乐。
You will not rejoice because others are joyful.
你能不能因别人的哭而哭
？Cannot, can't you cry because others cry?
你说这个可以，这个可以。
Oh, you can do that.
如果他比我穷，后来他哭，我陪他哭。Yes.
If he's poorer than I do, he cry, I'll cry with him.
与人同哭比较容易。
It's easier to cry with others.
与人同乐很不容易。
But to rejoice with the others is the difficult.
我们的第十二章已经讲了。
We already spoke about that on chapter 12.
我已经很清楚的讲了。
Very clearly I expounded that.
就是感情不圣化的结果。
This kind of because your emotions are sanctified.
最后
，finally，
好胜
，he who like to win，
就产生了仇恨。
It produces hatred.
既然别人比你好
，since others are better than I do，
别人胜过你了
，others win over you，
没有办法胜过他们。
You cannot win over them.
你就开始。假慷慨结束
，so you begin to be false generous，
假慈悲结束
，and also you ended with a false mercy，
变成充满仇恨的人
，so in you are filled with hatred，
恨就在你心中产生杀气出来了
，so when hatred in you produces the spirit of murdering，
所以好胜的人一定是 destructive，
so he who lied to this in dissension they also be destructive，
耶稣说恨人就是杀人。
Jesus says that when you hate others, you murder.
你们不可恨你的弟兄。
You cannot hate your brothers.
你们曾听见古人说不可杀人。
You've heard that in the ancient Bible said do not kill.
耶稣基督说是恨人的人就是杀你的弟兄。
But Jesus said that he who hate kills.
这是真的事情。
This is true thing.
因为你无形中心里已经杀他了。
Because in your heart you kill them.
60年前。
60 years ago,
上海有个很著名的基督教的中学。
In Shanghai, there was a very famous Christian secondary school.
初中一到六年级的时候。
From this junior high until to the senior high.
两个女孩子。
Two girls.
不是她第一，就是她另外一个第二。不是另外一个第一，就是这个第二。
Either the A become first or B become first or the other reverse.
两个好像好朋友。
Both of them look like good friends.
是最品学兼优的女同学。
They are very good in conduct and so good in study.
全校都出名。
Even famous the whole school.
后来忽然间呢
？But suddenly,
有一个死了。
One died.
死了全校悲伤，因为这是学校最好的两个很出名的女学生。
The whole school feels so sad because these are two best students.
过了几天，又查出来。
After a few days, they investigated.
这个死是为什么死？
You know why the other one died?
没有撞车。
No accident.
没有生病。
No illness.
没有自杀。
No committed
suicide. 后来查出来是被毒死。
She was poisoned.
为什么被毒死？
Why poison?
到最后呢，查出来是第二名的毒死第一名。
He's the one who came second, poisoned the one who came first. Why?
因为他不能忍受我毕业的那一年我第二。又变成你第一。
She cannot take it that upon her graduation, she become first, I become second.
所以杀人的人都很笨。
So the one who kill is fool.
他以为呢，他可以没有被人查出是他做的，就可以随便下毒。
And she thought that no one can find it out, and so that's why she poisoned her.
结果怎么样呢
？Finally,
不但不能毕业
，Not only she cannot graduate,
两个都不能好好毕业。
And the two also cannot graduate.
因为一个考了第一，但是呢还没有毕业礼就死了。
One came out first, but then before graduation, she died.
另外一个考了第二，还没有毕业礼就进监牢了。
And the second one came the second, but before graduation, she was in prison.
我不记得被关几十年。
I don't know how many years she was in prison.
前途完全毁坏。
So、the whole future was destroyed.
尊敬。
I also want dissension.
嫉妒。
Jealousy.
尊敬。
Dissension.
嫉妒。
Jealousy.
所以保罗说
，Paul said,
不可尊敬嫉妒。
Not in dissension and jealousy.
不可。好色邪荡
，not also in sexual immorality and debauchery，
不可妄言醉酒
，not also in orgies and also drunkenness，
是神清楚交代的。
It's what clearly God has taught us。
那我们要怎样过生活
？Now how do we live our life？
今天还没有讲完
，Before we finish，
下个礼拜
，Next week，
我们要看怎样披戴基督
，How we put on Christ，
怎样不为私欲效劳
，Not also we serve our own self lust，
才能过一个正常的。圣徒的生活。
Then you can lead a normal Christian life.
我们站起来。
Let's rise.
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我从罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。